produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
Psalm 91 says that 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. Only with your eyes will you see and behold. So there are some things that we will see, and it might be close, but it's not near. Let me say that again. There are some things that we'll see, and it might be close, but it's not near. As you're coming in, y'all already know, go ahead and release the hearts, do what you need to do. Last night, there was an individual, from what I understand, I was awakened by the sound of police cars and all of that. There was an individual who was robbed, shot, and murdered a few feet from my house. They were shot at a particular time, murdered at a particular time. But right before then, my daughter had come over and she was leaving out. She left out minutes before this robbery took place. But she left out and we were talking and I shared with her about Psalm 91, what the scripture says about Psalm 91. So, you know, she, of course, read it, left, didn't know anything had happened. I wasn't aware of anything that had happened until the sirens woke me up. And when I saw it, you know, it was, of course, disheartening to see that situation, to see a man robbed and taken away from his family. It was definitely disheartening. And to know that you have these individuals whose mindsets are like that. I was driving down the expressway and I saw all of the donut streak marks, tire marks in the expressway. And I remember on social media how they were filming people doing all of that. Listen, there are a lot of broken people out of there, out in the world. A lot of broken people. They're broken. They're broken morally. They're broken mentally. They're broken because systemically they are being conditioned to be a particular way. And I need for you to be aware, people of faith, I need for you to be aware. This is not a time to be afraid, but this is a time to be aware. We're dealing with broken people. We're dealing with people who are morally bankrupt. We're dealing with people whose minds have been conditioned by music and by media to think along a particular way. Now, some people get mad at the church and they get mad at preachers talking about that's a lot of brainwashing. But really, you should be mad at the preachers who are preaching through music, who's preaching through media, who are sending messages to make your mind turn to mush, to make these young boys think that it's okay to put a hoodie on, sagging pants, gun in their belt, and just shoot people randomly. That system is broken. But I got news for you, because I am not a worldly preacher. That's not who I am. I don't preach what's happening in the world. I acknowledge what's happening, but I preach what's happening in the kingdom. For such a time as this have we been brought into the kingdom. And so, yes, we know that there are things that are happening. But let me tell you why it's happening. It's happening because the enemy recognizes your shift. He recognizes that you are shifting. Things are happening for you. Things are manifesting for you. And listen, somebody might say, oh, how dare you think that all of this is about you? Well, you better wake up, people of the kingdom, and realize that the whole earth is groaning, waiting for the sons of God to get in their place. you better wake up and realize that the enemy is trying to bring disruption around you because he can't stop you. He simply wants to have you stop yourself. You better realize that a lot of these things that are occurring, they are occurring because God has made you free, and you are the agent in the earth that he is using to bring healing, wholeness, prosperity, manifestation to your generations and to the generations to come. You better realize that you are anointed and you are favored and you are protected, and no matter what happens, God has you covered. I was preaching at a church yesterday, and shout out to Growth Central. I appreciate you, love you. Thank you for the warm welcome and just the support. And so I was preaching there, and I was preaching about Paul and Silas, how they were in jail. And the Bible says at midnight, Paul and Silas began to pray and sing praises. May I say something to you? With all of this stuff that's going on, I want you to turn up your praise, turn up your prayer, turn it up. Churches should be electrified by now, right? At this moment in this season. Come on, I need to see some hearts. Let me know that y'all are with me. Release some hearts right now. Churches should be electrified. When you come in, you should come in praising. Don't you wait for the praise and worship team to get up and sing. Don't you wait for the organ to play. And don't you let the devil put a critical spirit on you and say, but that's not my song, or so-and-so was off a note. Now, I need for you to hear what the word of the Lord says. He says, enter into my gates with thanksgiving. You're not praising me because the music is perfect. You're praising me because I'm perfect. You're praising me because I have blessed you to wake up. I have put food on your table. You're praising me because I am causing doors to open for you. You should come in. I need for some of my old school Pentecostal, I'm a Baptocostal, whatever you are, I need for you to pick them up and put them down. When you walk into the sanctuary, go ahead and cut a rug. We don't care who's listening. The Bible says that in Acts chapter 16, Paul and Silas were praying and praising at midnight, and the prisoners heard them. Listen, you need to have a captive audience. They are listening, they are looking, and they are lurking. And so you need to give them a show. Let them see that you are favored. Let them see that you love God. Let them see that you are a praiser and you are a prayer. But here's the part of the text I want to get to. The scripture says that suddenly an earthquake, a strong earthquake, hit the jail, and it loosed all the bands of the prisoners that were in there, and it opened all of the doors. And it says that that earthquake shook the foundations of the jail. In other words, the earthquake broke the jail. It broke the jail. It didn't just open the doors. It didn't just cause the bands to fall off, but it broke the system. The system that had unjustly had those individuals locked up, it broke the system. I want to speak this over you. It might seem like there's a lot going on, but I decree to you that the system that has been set up to hold you back from your next wealthy place, to hold you back from experiencing the fullness of the kingdom of God, I decree that in the spirit, that system has been broken, that in this shift, God breaks that system. And that's right, Apostle, that jail will never be able to hold another person because it held those of the kingdom unjustly. And so therefore the earthquake had an assignment. The assignment was to break the system so that those who operate in kingdom authority will not be held back. You will not be held back. New Growth will not be held back. None of your ministries and businesses will be held back. But here's the beauty of it. Wouldn't you imagine, and don't you, I mean, you can agree with this fact. If there was a strong earthquake that was so strong, it broke chains, it opened doors, it destroyed foundations, everybody would have heard and felt that earthquake, right? Well, according to the text, wrong. according to the text, wrong. The Bible says in the next verse, when the jailer woke up, the jailer slept through the earthquake. Now, why is that so? Well, I remember when God made Adam go to sleep because God wanted to do something without Adam's interference. In this season, God is causing those who unjustly had you bound, those who were given the charge to keep you in jail, he's causing them to go to sleep while God elevates you. And the next time they wake up, they're going to wake up and see you in a different position. You're no longer bound. You're no longer held captive unjustly. The system is broken. And the Bible says that the jailer escorted them out. He's going to use people who put you in to bring you out. Just watch. People who might not be of your hue, people who might not be of your culture, people who might not have, under normal circumstances, used their power to help bring you into rooms of wealth. But watch how God does this in your life. I need for you to type in, the system is broken over my life. I know it's a lot, but just type it in. Let your fingers be your figures of faith and type it in. The system is broken over my life. The system is broken over my life. The system, that's right, Ashley, is broken over my life. The system is broken over my life. Now, I need for you to hear this. As you sow seed, you are now going to allow your seed to fall into a new currency. Matter of fact, money is called currency because it moves. And if you throw something in the current will take it faster and further than it could ever go on its own. So now, because the system is broken over your life, when you sow seed, watch the current of your new take your seed and your life and your wealth faster and farther than you could ever imagine. I speak that this is a time of prosperity. That's why the enemy is trying to distract you with mayhem, because he wants you to see mayhem versus manifestation. But I'm keeping myself focused on what the Father has decreed, because the system is broken over my life, over my children's life, over my children's 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 life, over New Growth in Christ, over all of you who are watching, and over every person who's connected with me, whether they're intentionally connected or unintentionally. Because when the earthquake hit the jail, Paul and Silas weren't the only ones who were free. Who's ever around me, I decree freedom comes to you.
I get knocked down, but I get up again with it. Shake the dust off of my feet from the beginning. Yeah. Still standing in the race, hater fall back. Thought I was gone, but I'm back. J-damn trash. And I made back with this dot. You blessed not. I'm blessed high. Dust off, cause my vision ain't done yet. Y'all chrome him alone. We the best. Yeah.
You ain't gotta stay that long. Anytime you fall, it makes you stronger. Finish this race. You're going to a higher place. The residue of your past, what you know won't last. You've got some place to be. A destiny is waiting on you. You think it's all over. Devil got you peeping over your shoulder. He's got you thinking you lost the fight. Trump with outless spines. Keep you in the mud. Cause he knows that with our blood, you're the winner in the end. There's no way he can win. You want to win, you need too many chances. And everybody else will be advances to the next stage of their life. And why it feels like a kitchen knife. Stand deep down in your soul. Come in your heart, you know that you could be
someone else,
doing so much better than you ever did.
You ain't gotta stay that long. Anytime you fall, it makes you stronger. Get up and finish this race. You're going to higher place. The residue of your past, what you know will last. You got some place to be. Destiny.
You don't even care. It's like you don't realize it. It's like you are surprised when you're the reason you're stuck there. Like all you know is the law of prayer. But it ain't got to be that way. It's okay to move a stage, but you gotta really want it. Just get on top and own it. All you gotta do is mean it. That's how your prayers will transmit. So when you get lost, and should you ever fall, just
you ain't gotta stay there long. Anytime you fall, it makes you stronger. Get up and finish this race. You're going to a higher place. The residue of your past, what you know won't last. You've got some place to be. Destiny is waiting on you.
You ain't gotta stay there long. Anytime you fall, it makes you stronger. Get up and finish this race. Higher place, the residue of your past, what you know won't last. You've got some place to be. Destiny's waiting on you.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.